time now for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hey, Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Well, not too bad. Warm day yesterday afternoon.
It was.
Yeah. Nice. Hated that.
Just terrible, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it was awful. Boy. Bring back winter.
No.
It's opposite day. 48 degrees outside right now. Should be decent again this afternoon. Not quite as warm as yesterday, but a decent day here in the Nishna Valley. Kendall Warren is in with us here this morning as we get started. He'd like to tell us today about W&S Appliance. Good morning, Kendall.
Good morning, Jim. Got a front-load washer dryer set, including pedestals in good working condition. Several used gas dryers. Still have that Maytag drying center. Two side-by-side refrigerators, 122, 125 cubic foot. Four used electric ranges, two of them being double oven models. Still have that 40-gallon natural gas water heater. Works good. Also a power vent natural gas 40-gallon water heater. Used built-in dishwashers. Have several of those for quick sale. Used gas range. Used microwave hood combination. And two washer dryer sets. Got freezers. These are new chest and upright by Whirlpool of Man and Frigidaire. Sizes from 5 through and including 25 cubic foot. And most of those in stock for quick delivery or pickup. Water softeners by Luxury. Free test of water for hardness. So we can help you properly size your new water softener from W&S and enjoy that soft water all the time. Water heaters, gas, and electric. We deliver, install, haul the old heater away, and, of course, service it later if needed. Jim?
Very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that. I was looking through a magazine the other day called Website Compass. It's an internet magazine. Are you ready for the future? Not too sure about that. I was reading an article about how everything, it seems, in our lives is going to become smart while we become dumb, I guess. But everything around us is becoming smart, it seems. The article was all about how so many of the different things that we use in our everyday lives, a lot of the electronic appliances and things and what have you, will all be basically tuned into us in the future. And when they say the future, they mean like tomorrow. They were talking so much about some of these different types of things. Like, for example, they had a note in here that the company LG showcased what they call Home Chat during the 2014 Consumer Electronics Show. They said that appliances that are equipped with Home Chat can communicate via text using natural speech commands and notifications. And the example they give is, you could send a text asking, what are you doing to your dishwasher? And it will actually reply, telling you where it is in the wash cycle. Where have we gone as a society? You know, all those times you sat at home by yourself? You weren't by yourself. You could have a conversation with your appliances. You know, we teach all these appliances to talk to each other, so we don't have to, as humans, communicate with each other. It's a little weird. I was looking at some of these things. You know, maybe young people are into this kind of stuff. I guess I don't qualify as that anymore. I just, oh boy, see where things are going. You know, we've seen a lot of some of this stuff already. You know, watches becoming smart. Well, we've actually kind of already seen that. In fact, you can go to the store today and buy a watch that's a cell phone. You know, they're producing watches that run apps, you know, just like a smartphone. They maybe provide different essential notifications or perhaps perform only one function, like monitoring how much time you're spending in the sun. You know, these watches have been criticized for being bulky and unattractive. So what they're trying to do with the newer models, I guess, is focus on the form as well as the function, make sure that it works well and looks nice as well. Glasses, for example. You perhaps have heard about Google Glass. I don't actually think it's on the market yet. I think it's still in the testing phase. There are only certain people that have it, and they had to put some money down to become testers for that. And those are usually in large communities. But they say that you know, that allows the people that wear them to perform many of the functions that are found on a smartphone, including using GPS, taking photos, filming videos, sending messages, finding answers, translating between languages, all kinds of different types of things. I'm not sure I would enjoy that too much. I'm not sure how many. I guess the eye doctor would really love that, because I'm thinking between focusing on things that are distant and then all of a sudden trying to glance up to the right to this tiny little screen that's up in front of your eye so you can take a look at what's on the screen there, I would think that's got to cause all kinds of problems. I'm thinking about the OptiGrab. Remember the Steve Martin movie, The Jerk? Where he came up with that little nose piece that was supposed to be great to keep your glasses from sliding down your face. And all of a sudden in the end, everybody was suing him because they all went cross-eyed because it was drawing their eyes. That's all I can think of when I hear about that Google Glass thing. That's got to cause you some problems, isn't it? It just sounds odd.
I think so.
I'm not sure. It'll be interesting to see what the results of this testing are, how people really feel about that. I suppose you get used to anything. I mean, at one time in my life, I said, I'll never text. Why would I need to text? That's just dumb. If I want to talk to somebody, I'll call them. What's the problem? Yeah, well, those days are gone. So, you know, things change. But I'm pretty certain that I'm never going to really warm up to wearing a pair of glasses just so I can see the computer screen up above my eye there. That just doesn't sound like something I'd want to do. But if you're not into the glasses thing, they also have smart contact lenses that they're working on. Now, what could those possibly do? What could that possibly be about? Are they going to give me X-ray vision? Will I have Superman vision now? Well, actually, Google is into that domain, too. They say that healthcare is a domain that Google is entering into now. They said they're exploring the development of contact lenses that actually measure glucose levels. Now, this actually might be something that has some value. It'll help diabetics monitor their condition. And the device operates using a tiny little wireless chip with a glucose sensor in it. I assume off to the side, so it's not, you know, interfering with your normal vision and things. So there are some things that actually do have benefit. Cars, we've already seen that, and it's going to get more and more involved. They're going to price them out of the market eventually is what they're going to do with all the stuff that they put into them. But automobiles, you know, they're already equipped with all kinds of devices. We hear people talk all the time now. Remember how Dad used to sit out in the backyard and he'd work on the car? Now, even my generation, you know, we used to be able to open up the hood and do a lot of the simple things. Even if you weren't really a mechanic, there were a lot of simple things you could do. You got to have the right stuff to plug into your car now to be able to work on it. Everything's computerized. Everything's electronic, it seems like, in there now. So it's really difficult. You open up the hood of a car, and it doesn't look like that old 76 Malibu I had. It doesn't look anything like it. Well, they can monitor all kinds of different things. You know, and maybe you've seen this. People do this now. Speed, distance from other cars, the time of day that the car is driven. Big brother. They can watch you from everywhere. But the information can be used by insurance companies to offer good drivers a discount on insurance and things like that. Of course, you know, the car can also email you or text you and let you know that, hey, it's time for an oil change. You know, there's this, there's that, there's the other thing. They keep in touch with us all the time, I guess. Homes, that's actually not terribly new. Folks have been able to operate smart things from their tablets and phones and what have you to take care of things in the home. All kinds of electronic systems in there to remotely monitor and control different things, you know, like thermostats, garage doors. Forget to close the garage door when you left? You know, there's an app for that. You can check it out and you can close it remotely. Water. Leave the water on by chance? You know, the systems include cameras and different sensors. They all send information to a cloud-based interface, and then you can kind of check things out. How about coffee cups? Because that's really important. If we don't have proper coffee cup technology, then where is this world going? Manufacturers right now are working on technologies that can enable coffee cups to show different colors, numbers, or letters to indicate customer orders at coffee shops. When did coffee become that big in our lives? Dang you, Starbucks. But they could also show when the contents change temperature or when they need to be refilled. We used to have things like that when we were young. They were called mood rings. Remember those? They changed color when the temperature would change and stuff, and you would know whether you were happy or sad.
Yeah, they were always wrong.
Well, I never knew when I was happy until I had a mood ring. I guess I wasn't aware of those things. But there's all kinds of smart clothing now they're working on, too. A wide variety of different things, like shirts that'll monitor a heart rate. pants that can detect motion, jackets that light up, and gloves that enable you to use a touch screen without taking them off, which I guess would be helpful in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw another one here, too. Baby onesies. When I first saw this article and saw the little tease on it, it said something about everything from this to baby onesies. What? How do you make one of those smart? Does it change the child when he has an accident? That would be smart. But, yeah, they have sensors built into a baby onesie that can monitor a baby's respiratory rate, body temperature, heart rate, and activity level, and send the data to you or your healthcare provider's smartphone. So I guess, you know, if you're really opposed to, you know, paying attention to your child, there's a way around that. You know, they have all kinds of different things, smart TVs. There's a lot more fingerprint security going on. We've seen that actually for quite some time, but it's getting more and more into things. 3D printing is an interesting bit of technology that's only been around for a few years, but it's made some incredible strides in those few years. You can make almost anything, you know, with that. In fact, Iowa Western, I noticed when we were over there for the wine and jazz event, they have a 3D printer there that this is interesting stuff where it's going. Some of this stuff actually has practical application.
Yeah.
Some of it's just a little frivolous.
Yeah.
I really don't need to sit down and have a conversation with my dishwasher all that bad, but some of it's kind of interesting. So, you know, where are things going? Boy, I don't know. But the good thing is at least you don't have to deal with a lot of those appliances and things. They kind of deal with themselves. Do you guys have a lot of that stuff down at the shop?
No.
Are you starting to see it?
Well, it's available, I'm sure.
There's just not a big call for it right now?
We like the plain and simple.
Well, you know, imagine the Maytag guy, though. Remember the old Maytag man, Ray Maytag repair man? He wouldn't have been near as lonely if he could have just talked to the refrigerator.
That's right.
It would have changed their whole advertising campaign. Maybe they'd still be around. Who knows? Oh, well. Well, tell us more about the regular appliances that you have down there at W&S Appliance.
Thank you, Jim. Got a good selection of refrigerators, top freezer models, bottom freezer models, side by side, and, of course, the very popular French door with the bottom freezer. Gas and electric ranges by Whirlpool, Man, LG, Maytag, Frigidaire, and Adair, and KitchenAid. Got freestanding models on display, and a full line of built-in cooking appliances are available on special order. Drop-in ranges, slide-in ranges, built-in ovens, cooktops, and range hoods. Lots of washers and dryers by Whirlpool, Maytag, and Amana. Got top load and front load, sizes of tub up to 5 cubic foot. We also offer Speed Queen washers and dryers, which are made in the United States. They carry a 3-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty service on both the washer and the dryer, plus 5 years on the washer motor and 15 years on the washer transmission. It's Thursday, the pot's on, and I'll be there till 8 this evening, Jim.
Great. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that. You know, interestingly enough, and maybe appropriately enough, there's another article in that same magazine. It's called How to Avoid Digital Eye Strain. After we talk about dealing with all of our appliances that way, I guess it only makes sense. They said 60% of all adults spend at least 6 hours a day looking at screens. Wow, that's a big number. Check that out. See if you fit into that category. That's a lot of time spent. Hey, you go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.